The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I think they got the message on the Keystone Pipeline, and I think that's why you've seen the current Democratic majority in the Senate have an epiphany and decide to allow a vote they've been blocking for literally years.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that it takes an election to move a pipeline conversation? And that's exactly what is happening in Washington, D.C., and it has to do with the final Senate seat, Mary Landrieu. Does she retain it, or does Bill Cassidy end up with her Senate seat? It's a runoff election, December 6th, and it is all about this Keystone Pipeline argument and the push to see it go through or not go through. Some in Louisiana say just a little bit too late, Miss Landrieu. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's a slice of what's going on. Yep, even when the election is over, it's not over. Because sometimes it takes a runoff to determine who is going to be your representative. And it is really neck and neck. I mean, it could go either way. Landrieu either retains or Cassidy gets it. If I were a betting person, it's looking like Cassidy has his ducks in a row, and he might overtake her by just a little bit. But that's why they call it a runoff. This is it. There's a massive push to pass this bill to authorize a very contentious Keystone XL pipeline, which could have the vote, but it doesn't mean that it's going to go through in the first place. We know with the president where all of that sits. To please environmentalists, there was a giant problem with the Keystone pipeline a couple of years ago, so it kind of got shelved, and they talked about more environmental studies that had to be done, and this backed it out a little bit more. Now, this vote on Friday looks like that can happen to approve the pipeline. You know what that means? It means that if it ultimately were approved all the way across, it would be oil from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico, but there's massive hurdles that it would face. The House is going to start debating the bill. It should pass in that chamber. Then it would kind of push aside the need for approval of TransCanada's $8 billion project by the Obama administration, which has been pending for 6 years, right? Final approval of the pipeline would bring an end to years of grappling between the people who support it because of the job creation and the potential, and environmentalists who say this extraction of what they call dirty fuels is ridiculous to have it come down the belly of our country. Why would we invite that, and really how much would we make on it essentially with jobs? I'll tell you, it would absolutely be a massive blow to the president if the Democrats jumped on board with the Republicans to approve the pipeline. And Obama hasn't said whether he would use the power of the pen or not, but he has threatened in the past to do that. The Senate could take up the bill possibly next week, maybe Tuesday, and that's what it's looking like. And Mary Landrieu pushing it is because also she is the Energy and Natural Resources Committee chairman. So this may happen. But what an abrupt move right after the midterm elections that were just completely disastrous for the Democrats. Republicans, you know this, got control of the House. They take over the Senate majority when the new Congress convenes in 2015. And now what happens in the runoff will also show the numbers, the balance in the Senate, but not enough. Even if Landrieu wins, that wouldn't change the balance of the majority because they'd still be short. Now, according to what they're saying, you know, it's always about handicapping. How many votes? How many votes do they have? How are they close? Two Senate aides say Landrieu is one to two votes actually short of the 60 in the Senate to withstand a potential filibuster, which would block the passage of the whole thing. And Democrats side with environmentalists for the most part, especially after pipeline spills in places, you know, in a lot of different places. Recently, not too long ago, actually, one in Michigan. Barbara Boxer, who lost her reelection bid but still is there now, says the issue has always been the disastrous impacts to the health of the people. Senator Tom Carper of Delaware said he thought the issue had dragged on too long and it was time to just move on and handle other problems. But if it does pass, this is the other interesting part. If it does pass, it would set up that showdown with the White House. It would set it up right away before we even get to the next Congress in 2015. Interesting. So it's not going to be just the tussle over immigration. Now you can add the pipeline to the list once again. What do you think? Is it time to approve this pipeline? It looked like the Canadians were going to move on and go with China, and China is still pushing for that. Just take it out all the way across Canada, and they'll take it. And that still is a possibility. But it's not over yet. Is the pipeline worth it? You know, the pipeline has a court challenge coming up in Nebraska over the route where it would take. And a ruling on that case may happen in the next couple of weeks. Is it worth it? Do we need this pipeline? Will the pipeline create enough jobs that it makes sense? Or if it doesn't really make that much sense, why jump on it? I personally think it makes sense. And looking at the environmental studies, and people don't talk about this much, is that initially the environmental studies were cleared. And there were massive controls they were putting in place that I thought were pretty good, especially when you think, yeah, we've got pipelines all over the place. Now we're talking about a pipeline that's a lifeline for enough people that I think it'd be a difference maker, and especially if you have all those procedures in place and do it the way it should be done so that it would take 15 earth, well, I'm exaggerating. It would take an incredible earthquake to smash part of it off, even. Let's put it that way. But there is absolutely blowback to it. Absolutely. If you want to weigh in, you can on the pipeline. Of course, anything else is always up for grabs, too. Why not? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we can count also the best of the best as we give thanks for some of the great people we've met along the way, including Dick Stoley, who was one of the people who covered the president's assassination, JFK's assassination, 50 years ago. That was just a very big deal not too long ago in Dallas, Texas, and people were talking about it, and life just did a whole coffee table book on the assassination and the pictures and all of that. So Dick Stoley will join us in this hour as well. And the movies. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Yes, indeed. It's all about the numbers, and boy, do we have some numbers for you. Diving right in. I love that 12 that trails. Sometimes I think it says 8. This is kind of an unbelievably sad. It's not kind of. It's an unbelievably sad number. It really is. We're talking about the fact that in New Orleans that you've got, they say, no investigation in over 1,100 sex crime-related calls. So the New Orleans Police Department detectives in the Special Victims Unit have not investigated or might have failed to investigate that many sex crimes over a 3-year period. There was a 7-page document that was released this week by the city's Office of Inspector General, and a 2-year-old was brought to a hospital emergency room. Here's an example. After an alleged sexual assault, tests showed the toddler had a sexually transmitted disease. It's so depressing. I won't even go deeper into it, only to say that this unit and what they're looking at is they examined the reports in the investigation, and only 9 detectives worked in the SVU unit during the period that was investigated, and they found that the reports weren't jiving, that there wasn't supervision for these detectives for 3 years. How does that happen? usually, and I've worked with many police departments, there is absolutely a chain of command. They say there couldn't be effective supervision of the supervisors or any review of the outcomes of the cases assigned to the five detectives. So they identified these different calls assigned to them and determined that in only 179 instances, so that would be, do the math, less than 14%, the detectives filed supplemental reports documenting any investigation that they did beyond an initial report. So, you know, someone gets called to the scene or they get a call about a rape, a molestation, whatever, and they don't go beyond that. Can you imagine those victims? Can you imagine somebody in your family making that call and what that would do to your gut? Think of the two-year-old, and then to not have any follow-through on that, ugh. The good thing is that they've gone back and looked now and found it, and that it can't help the people who have been victims necessarily other than to get rid of the situation if they have enough evidence and just disband that group and crack down on what's happening there. Some of the allegations included that, I said I didn't want to go too deep on this, but I was so stunned by it, included this one, that there was a detective who was assigned two cases where infants were taken to the emergency room with skull fractures. In one case, a nurse suspected non-accidental trauma, but they didn't investigate it. In the other case, they found a previous skull fracture. We're saying infant. The infant's mother gave conflicting accounts of what happened, but then the detective decided there was no determination, no cause for criminal action. So as the auditors are going through these case files, and they've asked the New Orleans Police Department to send them to them, they got cases days later, but when they checked with the technology department, they found that the records were post-dated 2 and 3 years. They were created when they made the request. Oh, just awful. Like I said, not a great story, but now at least they're correcting the problem. It does nothing for those victims. Think of the young children, and I cannot imagine the rage. I can't imagine the rage that one would feel in that situation. I mean, absolutely. Let's move on to this one. How about this? The G20 is in town. You know the G20. When it comes, you've got bans and protests and crazy things that happen. And this is in Brisbane, in Australia. And they say they haven't seen this much excitement. That's what their papers are proclaiming, since the World Expo in 88. And the World Expo basically turned an industrial area, they say, into an inner city beach and a souvenir shop. So they've been preparing for this because it's a big deal for 2 years. So they would have everything in place and they would be able to have all these influential economic talks. The current Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, in Australia, has sworn that the G20 won't be a talk fest. Though, you know, that's what they're looking at, scrutinizing what's happening, the gestures of all these world leaders. There's going to be 25 world leaders. But how interesting is that? 2 years to host a G20. And part of that has to do with security and all that goes along with closing off areas and where you're housing people and all of that. They actually had a newspaper that kind of ripped on their local newspaper that ripped on the fact that these 25 were coming here for the summit, were coming to Brisbane for the summit, and they had Obama in shorts and they had other world leaders fly fishing, and it looked like just one big party where it said, welcome, welcome to the party and welcome to paradise. So we'll see how that turns out. Sometimes when you decide you're going to go for it and host summits like that one where the security is massive because of the people that you have there, it becomes more of a drain to the area than a boon. In a different way, it's like the Olympics. I think the Olympics are an incredible drain to the economy of the places that have to figure out ways to creatively house people, build more facilities, have the right kind of facilities for the events, and then sometimes they go empty because they have nothing to do with them afterwards, especially in some of the countries where they're holding it. Now, in Brisbane, they're not doing something completely crazy, and the venues they already have in place, so that's a little bit different. A little bit different. All right, moving on to something else. The a story that caught my eye was this thing about Twitter and the offer from the Bears, Brandon Marshall, he's a wide receiver for the Chicago Bears, to do something to get a, what they call a Twitter troll, for those of you who don't know. And it's a crazy piece of technology, 140 characters or less, where you have to say something. And what the wide receiver is offering, he's offering a troll $25,000 to fight him. $25,000. So what happened is there was a lot of insulting comments from Twitter from this one person. So when the insulting comments kept coming, that's when he said, listen, I will pay you $25 to fight you. This is what happens. $5,000 to fight him in the ring. And he said if he won, the fan would have to serve 100 hours in an orphanage. Oh, and then up the ante more. Said he'd give him another 10K if he lost, another 100 hours at an orphanage. And, you know, you wonder if he'll pick him up on it. Because here's what happens. On Twitter, as you know, and on any social media device, you can say whatever you want, and there's no attachment to it. It's kind of, in a sense, it's like chat rooms or when people comment on articles that are posted. And the athletes don't like it when they're not getting when they're getting ripped to shreds. And this guy was particularly nasty. But if he does accept the challenge, that'll become a little bit of an event. Fighting him in the ring, he wouldn't. Unless this guy's in the best shape ever, he'd be on that mat in 2 seconds. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Hang with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
About this often here on America Tonight, the assassination of JFK. As so many of you know, our satellite facility where I am for the GCN network is in Dallas, Texas, probably about, maybe 10 miles tops from the grassy knoll. And ever since the president was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, a lot of people have talked about different conspiracy theories. There certainly have been many books written about it and a lot of push and pull on what happened to JFK and certainly what happened to the city of Dallas. And a lot of people that come to the city go to the book depository and they can actually soak in some of the history and different workings that they have going on there, different pieces about what's happened and how it was written and portrayed by different journalists and whatnot. And we have one of those journalists with us right now, Dick Stolle. He is the journalist who actually got the Zapruder film for Life exclusively 50 years ago. Dick, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate.
What was it? First of all, take us through the steps of what happened. I mean, I'm sure you've done this with other people, but bear with us. But that day, and as everything was unfolding and all the chaos, what was it like for you?
Well, I was based in L.A. I was the L.A. bureau chief for Life. We got the news. Another reporter and 2 photographers and I jumped on a plane, flew to Dallas, And I was setting up a kind of a temporary bureau in the Adolphus Hotel right downtown when I got a phone call from a stringer that is a part-time correspondent for Life, a woman named Patsy Swank. She had spent the afternoon at the Dallas Police Department and had gone home to fix dinner for her kids, she got a phone call from a reporter friend who said he'd heard from a cop. Now, this is the way these things go. Who had heard that a businessman had been in Dealey Plaza with a movie camera and had photographed the assassination. And I thought, wow. And she said he couldn't spell the name, but this is how he pronounced it. And I picked up the phone book and ran my finger down the Z's, and there was Zapruder, Abraham, just the way she pronounced it. So I started calling him, and about 11 o'clock at night, I reached him, very weary voice answering. I identified myself, asked a few questions. Yes, he had been in Dealey Plaza. Yes, he had photographed it. And yes, he had seen the film himself. I asked him if I could come out right then. And this was a man... This was a man who had seen a murder that afternoon.
Wow!
And he asked me very sincerely, "Please don't." And sometimes in his business, you know, you have to push, and sometimes you feel that pushing is not a very good idea. And thank God, I came to the second conclusion. and so. He said, please come to my garment factory at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday. I got there at 8, and because I was pretty sure other reporters would have heard the same thing, as indeed did happen. So at 8 o'clock that morning, there were two Secret Service agents in his office, and he said he was about to show the film to them. Showing their inability to do their most important job, which is to protect the President of the United States. So we showed the film to the three of us, and it was that familiar snaking around Dealey Plaza, and the first shot, or actually the first shot missed, the second shot, which hit Kennedy and then went into Governor Connally. And then a few seconds later, this awful, awful frame 313 where the whole top of the president's head flies up into the air.
Oh, yeah.
And, Kate, the sound you just made is the sound that all three of us made when we saw that headshot. I mean, it was as if we had been gut punched simultaneously.
Mm, wow. And then the decision comes, as you say, this is so overwhelming almost to see this, and then life decides you're going to feature this, and you publish about, what, 30 frames of it in black and white? Is that what happened?
22 the first time. We did not publish in that first issue, we did not publish the headshot, the frame 313. We just felt, on behalf of the Kennedy family, they had been through enough. They didn't have to see that.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, Life magazine, even from what I understand, if I'm right about this, just a few years afterwards, even had a film lab try to, you know, make a copy of the original. And, of course, I can imagine there must have been massive requests. And then there was the investigation, the Warren Commission, and all of that. Were they breathing down your throat with the Warren Commission? I can imagine, because they had the frames, you know.
Well,
obviously,
we started making copies of the film right away. For one thing, that film was very fragile, and it deteriorates quickly. So we started making copies right away, and we gave them to all law enforcement, local, state, and federal. We gave it to the Warren Commission. We gave it to the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service. When Jim Garrison had that trial of Clay Shaw down in New Orleans, we sent a copy down there because he subpoenaed it. But we did not And partly this is because Zapruder said to me when we were negotiating, he said, I do not want this film exploited. And he used the word exploit again and again. And so I conveyed this to the Life people, and that was for competition was one reason, of course, but another was to try to honor Mr. Zapruder's feelings about the film. We did not sell it to, we sold individual frames to European picture magazines. We never sold the film itself to either television or to motion pictures.
And the, and you know, the conversations you have with Zapruder, and the, as you mentioned, the three of you standing there and watching it, which is just so wild to even think about that. It was one of those moments where he was excited, and he was filming the president, and he just happened to have his home video camera rolling. Is that how pretty much it went down?
Well, he was an 8mm buff. He did a lot of filming of family and kids and employees, and when the people in the office heard that the president's motorcade was coming half a block away, they all said, Mr. Z is what they called him, you've got to bring your movie camera in. Now, there were a lot of coincidences, and here's one. It was raining when he got up that morning, and he left his camera at home. And when he got to the office, they asked, where's your camera? And he said, you know, it looked, the weather was terrible. Well, it cleared up, the sun came out, and they persuaded him to drive all the way back home and get his camera. He was that close to never taking these pictures. Then he went out onto duty. He wasn't going to shoot from his office. He was on, I think, the 7th floor of the building overlooking Dealey Plaza. He couldn't see very much from there, so he walked down. He found the one place on an abutment, the one place where he could photograph the entire thing from beginning to end. And he was always, even when he was speaking to me, he was embarrassed by the fact that this middle-aged garment manufacturer had taken pictures of this momentous event, whereas all of these world-famous photographers who were covering the president were back in the press bus and didn't get a single frame.
Oh, wow. And so you go through this process, you have this Zapruder film, and, you know, constantly it's a source of information and I think horror for some people. Just, there's so many things that it conjures up, there's no doubt about it. And Life magazine couldn't have been bigger then, and you go on, you move on to other assignments. But were you always, because of now what's happened, your relationship to this story, are you always, in your lifetime, have you been fascinated by all the things that have been written and said about that day? And there's also conspiracy theories and whatnot. Do you pay attention to all of that, Dick?
Oh, I've been following it for 50 years. I'm actually named in two conspiracy theories. I'm part of the conspiracy. I have to say, Kate, that Mr. Zapruder himself felt that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter and did it on his own. And I came to this conclusion fairly quickly, and in 50 years of reading many books and listening to a lot of conspiracy theories, some of which are very well done and very credible, but I believe that it was Lee Harvey Oswald by himself with no help.
All right, perfect place to end this. What a pleasure, Dick, to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Finally, it's time to go to the movies here in America Tonight. Each and every week we do our cheap movie reviews, which means we let you hear a little sliver of the movie and we talk about what I think you'll see based on some of the things that I've read and maybe sometimes a few of the people I've talked to. I mentioned that we're going to try to have some of the actors on. Some of the movie houses have reached out to us, so that's pretty exciting stuff to look forward to coming up in the new year. We're going to start our cheap movie review with a movie that has gotten a lot of buzz, and frankly, it's one that I absolutely want to see. If I don't go to the theater and see it, I guarantee I will stream this movie. It's called The Theory of Everything. Take a listen, and I'll explain.
Come on, get up.
Morning, Brian.
Stephen, are you aware that you've voluntarily embarked upon a PhD in physics?
Hello.
Hello.
Science.
Arts.
I'm a cosmologist.
What's that?
I study the marriage of space and time.
The perfect couple.
One never knows from where the next great leap forward is going to come, or from whom.
What if I reverse time to see what happened at the beginning of time itself?
Wind back the clock.
Wind back the clock.
Keep going.
don't know her.
Yet.
Keep winding.
Where's you?
It's called motor neuron disease. Life expectancy is 2 years.
I want us to be together for as long as we've got.
It'll affect everything.
You don't realize what lies ahead. This is going to be a very heavy defeat.
But I love him. And he loves me. We're going to fight this illness together. Good luck.
Hi. Are you okay?
So, this black hole at the beginning of time. Brilliant. Brilliant, Steve. Well done, Doctor.
He has pneumonia.
The only way he will survive would be to give him a tracheotomy. He will never speak again.
Yes, he will.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
It's American.
Is that a problem?
It has been a great joy to watch this man defy every expectation, both scientific and personal.
There should be no boundaries to human endeavor. However bad life may seem, while there is life, there is hope.
Thank you.
Sorry, did you say something?
I said, thank you.
All right, so how about that? Stephen Hawking, and what a cast. Eddie Redmayne probably will be up for an Academy Award. Felicity Jones is great, too. Emily Watson, just from what I've been able to piece together of this, it's amazing. It takes you through his entire story, and so well done. This is a good-looking biopic. That's for sure. I bet I'll see it, and once I see it, I'll give you an even better review. Remember, this is our cheap movie review. PG-13, 2 hours and 3 minutes, so it is a long endeavor, not something that you can go and see quickly and get out of the theaters quickly, but one I think that is heartwarming and tells the story of Hawking if you don't know the story. All right, how about this? We go from the theory of everything to beyond the lights.
Why you wanna fly, blackbird? You ain't ever gonna fly. Why you wanna fly?
You wanna be a runner-up? You wanna be a winner?
You ain't ever gonna fly.
No place big enough for hope.
Noni is supposed to be the girl that every guy wants. We're selling fantasy here.
All right, let's move to Jack.
Everybody says I'm special because I have this voice. But I'm just saying what everybody else wants me to say.
Can you look at me for a second?
No, wait! Hey, look at me!
I see you.
It's in the moments when you're left all on your own.
And it that night on the balcony, you were screaming, I see you. So, it's just what do you see?
Just need to see it for a second.
Then go way at the curb with the rest of the groupies.
What's your name?
Kaz. Short for Kazan.
Yeah.
My parents thought it sounded African.
You busy?
It's not us.
Hey, Rick. No one cares what I have to say.
I'm listening. It's your life. Don't throw it away. This is different. You didn't meet in a church, big son. Church girls are the ones you gotta watch out for.
Cause I hear you loud as a bomb, wanting a shoulder to.
I don't know how to play these cameos.
Here and now, you're
this thing. It's not good for her. You throw off her game.
Alright, metaphor.
I'll teach you to pull out before.
When did you ever tell me that you didn't want this? When I was on that balcony.
Oh. I need you.
Don't you worry. You need me.
I'll teach you to fly before you fall. away.
Beyond the Lights, 1 hour, 56 minutes, another long one. PG-13, though, clean movie. It's about a music superstar. You get it because you see all these music shows that we have. Everybody trying to make it in the music business. This one, long awaited. It's been many, many years. But how about Dumb and Dumber? I just saw Jim Carrey on one of the shows, Jimmy Kimmel, and it looked very funny, the clip that they showed about an encounter he had with a dog when he was pumping gas. And I think it has a ton of laughs in it. So here's Dumb and Dumber.
There he is again. Almost 2 decades and he still comes.
How you doing, buddy? Brought you your favorite candies.
Come on, Lloyd. You got to get over her. Mary Samsonite was just a girl.
That's it, kid. Come on. Spit it out.
God, yeah!
Wait a minute. So you mean you have been faking for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all for a gag?
Yep.
That's awesome!
Oh. Why don't you roll me inside? We'll get the nurse to take the catheter out of me.
We don't need nurses for that.
But don't you have to... I like what you've done with the place. Who's this?
Oh, that's Butthole. I found him out in the alley.
Why'd you name Butthole?
Because of this.
Good name. Totally fits.
It's a postcard from Freda Felcher. Harry, I'm pregnant. Please call me.
What do you think it means, Harry?
Floyd, I'm going to be a dad.
Ah!
Look at the postmark.
1991.
I had a daughter. I gave her up for adoption.
What if we go track her down?
You're hot for my daughter.
What?
Am I right?
What?
Am I right?
I'm dying.
Alaka Allah.
I know she'll appreciate all the trouble you've gone through to find her. Let's call her.
It's ringing.
Whoever this is, we're in the middle of something very important here.
This is your dad.
What? Hey, guys, I know this is weird timing, but I gotta take this. It's my dead dad.
She's got me on hold.
Mikey?
Jagrin?
I've got the diamonds.
Mikey's listening.
They're underneath me.
Did you hide them inside this turkey?
They're just above the giblets.
There's no diamonds in here.
And you're not my grandson.
Harry, she's got me. She's really clamping down.
You can cross that one off your bucket list.
All right, Dumb and Dumber, self-explanatory. Like I said, it's a reunion for sure of sorts. Jim Carrey, funny, funny guy. Really, do I need to tell you who he is? And I think that this one's going to smash box office records because a lot of people love the first one. So Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, signature roles, Lloyd and Harry in the sequel, PG-13. It's a comedy. The Farrell brothers put it on. I might go and check this one out, too. It could be kind of a movie week for me. How about you? Thanks for listening.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.